person without an enemy will surely triumph. Be that individual right now. And secondly, vow to never start a fight. Stay on the defensive side of disputes, aligning with Lao Tzu's advice to play the guest rather than make the first move. See colleagues where you once saw combatants by finding yourself in them. Convey compassion and caring towards your perceived adversaries who are actually representing a part of you. Refuse to start a fight, reminding yourself that you'd be battling with yourself. Find a way to see oneness in a holy encounter, since all of us are of the Tao. Do the Tao now. Reproduce these words found in Anne Frank's diary, written as she was being hunted by the Nazis. Quote, "In spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart. I can feel the sufferings of millions, and yet if I look up into the heavens, I think that it will all come out right." Unquote. Post this for everyone in your family to see. 70th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, "My teachings are very easy to understand and very easy to practice, yet so few in this world understand and so few are able to practice. My words have an ancestor, my deeds have a Lord. The people have no knowledge of this, therefore they have no knowledge of me. This is why the sage dresses plainly, even though his interior is filled with precious gems." Unquote. Living a God-realized life. I pondered this 70th verse of the Tao Te Ching for a week, reading and rereading more than 50 interpretations of it. I was particularly drawn to this phrase in the Essential Tao, Thomas Cleary's translation, quote, "Those who know me are rare. Those who emulate me are noble." Unquote. I also asked Lao Tzu for direction, trying to determine what his message is for the 21st century. I knew that the master never would have spoken from a need to have his ego massaged. He was, after all, the original Tao master, enjoying a life centered in the great way rather than ego and encouraging everyone to do the same. Try to imagine what it must have been like for this divine avatar to walk among his people in ancient China. He'd taken credulous notes of their warlike behaviors, all the while having an internal awareness of what was possible for all of his fellow human beings if they would only change the way they looked at their lives. Freedom, peace of mind, contentment, and virtually every other principle that I've described in these 81 essays were only a thought away. I can imagine that some 500 plus years later, Jesus of Nazareth might have felt the same sentiment that Lao Tzu expressed here in verse 70, something to the effect, "This is oh so easy, so simple to understand and to practice, yet so few are willing or able to grasp the essence of heaven on earth." I can almost feel the frustration that Lao Tzu is expressing in these lines as he urges us to live a Tao-centered existence rather than an ego-centered one. I've titled this brief essay, "Living a God-Realized Life," because this is what I believe he's asking you to do throughout the 81 passages, and particularly here in number 70. Quote, "My words have an ancestor, my deeds have a Lord," unquote, he says. And then immediately follows with the thought that the people just don't get it, so they clearly have no knowledge of me, he says. Lao Tzu's ancestor is the Tao, and the Lord of his deeds is that very same nameless source. He seems to be musing, "I think like God thinks. I speak as God, the creator of the universe, would speak, and therefore I act in accordance with these God-realized principles." I urge you to do the same, which is oh so easy if you just surrender and allow this life-sustaining Tao energy to guide you. Stop fighting. Eschew violent thoughts and deeds, and give up trying to control others or the world. Stay humble. Don't interfere. Respect your creative genius as well as that of others. And above all, return to your invisible source and shed your troublesome ego while you're still alive and incarnated as one of the 10,000 things. If you do all of this, you will naturally live a long life in joyful, non-judgmental peace. Think of how the great spiritual masters have been portrayed by artists throughout the centuries. Lao Tzu wears a simple robe. Jesus is outfitted in plain clothes and sandals. St. Francis sports almost tattered rags. Buddha looks like a peasant with a walking stick, and Muhammad is depicted as a simple man. Then look at how the followers of the greatest spiritual teachers have been portrayed, living in the lap of luxury, opulence, and conspicuous consumption in golden palaces. The great sages dress plainly, even though they conceal the most precious commodity within themselves. And just what is this great treasure hidden within these masters? Verse 67 explained that it is God realization in the form of the three treasures, mercy, frugality, and humility. You don't need gold embroidered costumes and temples strewn with riches, both of which were the result of the sweat of countless servants and slaves to house their treasures. Dressing plainly keeps the sage in harmony with the simplicity of this message. This is what I hear Lao Tzu saying between the lines of this 70th verse, expressing the bewilderment that he feels as so few people seem to grasp his beautiful, simple message. First, know the Tao Te Ching. Change your mind about being one of the vast majority who doesn't understand or practice the teachings of the Tao Te Ching. Lao Tzu tells you that there's so little to do. All you need to remember is that your holiness is a piece of the Tao. According to A Course in Miracles, quote, your holiness reverses all the laws of the world. It is beyond every restriction of time, space, distance, and limits of any kind. Declare yourself to be one of those who possesses this knowledge and be willing to practice God realization every day. And secondly, see God everywhere. Make it your daily practice to seek the invisible force of God in everything you see and hear. In the 14th century, Meister Eckhart offered some advice on how to put this 70th verse of the Tao Te Ching into daily life. Quote, what is the test that you have indeed undergone this holy birth? Listen carefully. If this birth has truly taken place within you, then every single creature points you toward God, he said, unquote. He further advised, quote, if the only prayer you say in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice, unquote. Practice saying thank you, God, for everything. This is the way to God realization. Do the Tao now. Plan a day to be like the sage who dresses plainly without a jewelry, makeup, or fancy clothes. In fact, head out for the day in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Wherever you go, stay in this plain mode and notice how irrelevant the attention paid to dress and looks seems. Tune into your feelings as you go about your business, unconcerned about how others view your appearance.